Hey, what's up? You're listening to Walk FM. My name is Kyle, and today I'm doing our Community Matters interview with Carrie Bocook. She is the president of the board at Lauren's Legacy, which is a nonprofit based out of Lexington, Kentucky, but they do offer services here in the tri-state area. Carrie, for those who have never heard of Lauren's Legacy, could you give us a little bit of background about what it is, where it came from?
Lauren's Legacy is a nonprofit organization that benefits birth parents who have already placed their children for adoption. This organization is a spinoff from Heart to Home Adoption Agency. When the agency first started, we were meeting with birth parents, and then after placement, we would generally send them to outside sources for counseling. And what we found is you really build a bond with these ladies as you go through their pregnancy with them, as you go through the delivery with them and the placement with them, and they really form an attachment. Because a lot of them have traumatic backgrounds or traumatic events, it's really difficult for them to build trust. So once they had established that connection and trust relationship with us, they didn't really want to leave us. So from there, the idea of Lauren's Legacy was born, and it became a support group for birth moms post-placement. So when the organization originally started, it was called Heart for Birth Parents, since it was a spinoff of the adoption agency. We never really cared for that name, but we were trying to distinguish it from the agency the best we could. In 2019, one of our birth moms was very tragically killed in an accident. And so we decided to honor her and to honor her legacy and to recognize that these ladies are beautiful people with real stories and have so much to offer. We wanted to honor her, and that's where we got the name Lauren's Legacy, because Lauren is named after one of our birth moms.
Okay, so when you get connected with these ladies, what does that look like?
So, like I said before, typically this comes after placement with the baby. The baby's already been placed with the adoptive parents. And for someone to receive support from Lauren's Legacy, they do not have to place for adoption with Heart to Home Adoption Agency. We have mothers in our group that we're supporting that didn't necessarily place with us. And so we check in with these birth moms if they need help getting to their doctor's appointments, kind of medication and that initial post-delivery thing. And then beyond that, it's more of an emotional support group, because they feel like that's a safe space that they can share their experiences, the bad, and on each other for support. So we try to get them all together. Right now we're doing that over Zoom, since we can't meet with them face-to-face. And in the past, we've tried to do a mixture of fun events with them as well as serious events, so that they have a chance to talk, but they also can enjoy each other's company and have some good times together as well. So we do the support groups, but then we also help them, like if they need help securing employment, or if they need transportation to employment, if they need a bus pass, if they're working on a GED and they need to know where services are to help them get those things. A lot of these ladies are already parenting, so we help with food, or if they need, especially during this time of pandemic, if they've really struggled to find the resources that are available to them. Right now we're running a toy drive to donate gifts to these ladies for the children that they are parenting. So we offer a variety of support in addition to the emotional and mental health, but we try to give them some financial support as they need it, and physical support if they, you know, need to get places.
Well, this sounds wonderful, because this is a demographic that I think is often overlooked. We focus a lot on the child, and rightfully so, and we focus on the families that are adopting those children or taking those children into foster care, but we don't talk a lot about the birth mothers who have to give up their children.
I think you're absolutely right. I think that a lot of times when people think about the adoption process, they're happy for the adoptive family. They feel like the child's in a better situation, but they don't stop to consider there is tragedy and loss and grief that has to be dealt with. And as an agency, sometimes we're kind of left with the aftermath of that, and that's kind of where this idea came from, of they need a support group. They don't just need support during the pregnancy and the placement. It's afterwards, when they're going through a lot of grief, or they just need to call us and say, I'm really sad today, and let's talk about why you feel that way, and to validate their feelings. There is a loss and a tragedy that comes with adoption that a lot of times people miss, and the birth parents, they really get... I think the culture has an assumption that birth parents are just people who made bad choices, and so we're going to give the kid a better life. And that's not always the case. Sometimes they don't have an opportunity. Sometimes they don't have a support group to parent the child. there's lots of reasons that lead people to placing children for adoption. And they are beautiful souls with stories that need to be told and need to be honored.
Mm-hmm. So now you mentioned that you've been doing these emotional support groups. Since COVID started, you've been doing these via Zoom. But I know you all also offer other things, as you mentioned earlier, besides just the emotional support groups. How else has COVID kind of factored into everything that you do?
We've had probably some more people reach out to us in need for resources. So our director has been fantastic about staying in touch with the girls and making sure they know, like if there's utility bill assistance, she gives that to them. It's that they know how to apply for their unemployment. When jobs start opening back up, that they know what places are hiring, that kind of thing, where food banks are available, and those types of things. I think, if anything, it's probably made the need a little bit greater because these girls are really secluded now during the pandemic. They're not able to get out among their regular family and friends or go to their jobs. And during the pandemic, they're even more so. So I think they're reaching out a little bit more to try to stay in contact with somebody. Because we all know that during this pandemic, mental health has been a huge issue for everyone. And I think especially for these ladies, it's not a good time to be alone if you're struggling.
Definitely not. With the increased need and you all being a nonprofit, I'm sure that you can use the help of the community. So let me ask you, Carrie, if people have a heart to help out, what are some of the things that they could do right now? How could they be a support?
Because we are a nonprofit agency, we need support for these ladies. If they need a financial bill paid, that's kind of what the nonprofit part comes. That's what we seek donations for. You know, the toy drive, we have some Thanksgiving baskets that we're going to be blessing these girls with. Members of the board have been able to reach out to the communities and have Thanksgiving baskets with a full meal ready to deliver to these ladies to share. So the big thing is what we need from the community for Lauren's legacy. First of all, is understanding and support for birth parents. Don't always assume that they have a bad story. Recognize that they've made a beautiful choice and a sacrifice that many people will not understand. And then the second thing that we need from the community is we need support. We need to be able to continue to support these birth moms and to have resources available that if they need something, we can help them meet their need. So there's a couple ways they could get in touch with us. First of all, they could go to the Heart to Home Adoption website, and there's a support link where you can go to the Lauren's Legacy page and make donations through PayPal. They can contact me personally through email, and I can send them a Venmo link that they can contribute to if they want to be part of the toy drive, if they want to order a toy right now during our toy drive. If families want to contribute to that, they can order the toy on Amazon and have it sent to us, and we'll make sure that it gets where it needs to be. There's also a way to donate. There's a donate link on our Facebook page as well that they can contribute there.
All right, so information online is available at hearttohomeadoptions.net/support-groups. You can give online, as Carrie mentioned, at hearttohomeadoptions.net/donate, or you can reach out to Carrie directly at klbocook@gmail.com. And as she said, you can learn more or give online on their Facebook page. Just look for Lauren's Legacy on Facebook. I want to say thank you so much to Carrie Bocook for being our special guest today. If you are part of an organization that's doing something exciting to bless our community, I'd love to talk to you as well. Send me a note at communitymatters@walkfm.org. And who knows, maybe next time I'll be talking to you on our Community Matters interview. For now, my name is Kyle. You're listening to Walk FM, and I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day.